Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bubba Church. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bubba Church. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Baksoski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Fred Baksoski. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church takes first base on ball 4. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. McMillan scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to home to get Adams. Hatton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Serena takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 0 for 0 in the game. Baksoski strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Church hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Talbot bunts towards the mound. Baksoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Church moves to second. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Church moves to third. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Serena strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. McCullough drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kluszewski out. Two outs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Seminick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Semenik reaches second base with a double. Marshall moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Baksoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to home to get Marshall. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Brown pinch hits for Bubba Church. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Brown reaches second base with a double. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 3 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.